welcome to MLB from City Baseball. I am your host, James Morris, and we got some, at least one pretty big topic to talk about, and this is going to be a little shorter podcast because I just want to do one topic for now because we're going to have people on the podcast, some guests to have on the podcast, but we have some, one of the biggest news in baseball. I'm going to call this podcast, It Ain't Over Till It's Over, because it truly ain't. Carlos Correa was supposed to go to the Giants, worth, what, $330 million for 13 years. But instead, he failed his physical, and I have a little more on that. But he failed his physical, did not go to the Giants. They said it's confidential. They don't want to share it. After the press conference, they dropped him off at San Francisco. He went over, and within 3 or 4 hours, he agreed for to the Mets. He went to the Mets, and their roster is really good. Worth 12 years, $315 million. So technically, I think they're kind of saying he's worth $15 million a year. I mean, that means he would get, oh, I don't know how much money he would get with that, $35 million a year, I think. But it's $15 million less than the Giants gave him. And overall, this is a pretty good signing. A little, maybe 15, a little, still worth a lot more than Carlos Correa is worth. He's not worth $315 million. But it's a cheaper contract than the Giants. Some of the Giants were not happy with that contract. I was talking to some of my friends who were pretty big Giants fans. They're like, I don't like this contract. God, we had Correa. But now they don't have Correa. So they're kind of shocked. It ain't over till it's over. You got to know, until they sign those papers, until they pass the physical like Correa didn't, you don't know which team is going to be on. But while a lot of people are saying, a lot of diehard fans, me too as well, are saying that, since Carlos Correa failed his physical, they think he didn't fail his physical. Maybe he didn't fail his physical. The Giants just didn't want him. It was too much money. They couldn't afford him. And instead said that he failed his physical, left him out in the open, and the Mets then picked him up. Because he didn't fail the physical for the Mets, which makes me kind of suspicious, I guess. If he failed the physical for the Giants, some way or another, they did not say how, but he did not for the Mets. Something must have happened. I highly doubt it was just because of that physical. I highly doubt it was just because of that fail. But it's a high contract for sure. The Mets are pretty loaded for sure. The Mets, let's really dive in. It's the Mets. They have Carlos Correa now. That's worth $315 million. Then they got Brandon Nimmo worth $162 million. And Edwin Diaz worth $102 million. Got Justin Verlander worth $86 million. They got Kodai Senga worth $75 million. Jose Quintana, $26 million. Omar Navarez, $15 million. Adam Ottavino, $14 million. And Dave Robinson, $10 million. So, overall, in this offseason, the Mets have spent $806.1 million. You heard that correctly. That is more money than the Reds, the A's, the Tigers, or no, not the, the Rays, the Rays, the Reds, and the Athletics have spent combined in over 10 years. $806 million, and the Mets did that in one offseason. And they're still not done. So let's really get into that roster. The Mets are not missing around. They want to win this. They want to go all the way, because they probably have one of the best offense in baseball, probably the best pitching in baseball, one of the best bullpen in baseball. But let's really go. So, I mean, talent is there. You got Brett Beatty and Francisco Alvarez, who, if they're not going to be good this year, they're going to be good in a few years. But their bullpen, phenomenal. Edwin Diaz is in there. Tyler McGill, I feel like, should play there maybe a little bit. Brooks Raley is solid. David Robertson. Now starting pitching, no doubt about it in my mind, is probably the best in baseball. Justin Verlander and I just lost his name. Kodai Senga and Max Scherzer. Justin Verlander, Max Scherzer, and Kodai Senga. And I know this is going to be probably the biggest prediction I've made, but I'm saying this right now. Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander are not going to have good years. That is not going to be the name of the podcast. I feel like it should be, but it's going to be in the description, because I don't think these guys are going to, Justin Verlander and Max Scherzer, you know, they're both Cy Young winners. Justin Verlander won it, you know, 2022, and Max Scherzer won it a few years ago, but Max Scherzer is 38 years old. Justin Verlander is 39 years old. He's going to be playing when he's 40 years old. I do not think there's any way possible he could keep up a 6.8 ERA when he's 40 to 41 years old. And Max Scherzer, his ERA is getting higher and higher the more he plays. I just don't see... Well, I can kind of see Verlander keeping it up, but I just don't think he will. I mean, Scherzer, he got hurt a lot, and he had a 2.29 ERA. He's good, but I just feel like... I just do not see him succeeding as well. I mean, the most interesting player is Verlander, because he did have a 1.68 ERA with the Astros and won Cy Young as a 39-year-old, but I just do not see that continuing throughout next season. I think both of them are going to get hurt. I like the wind blows, and I think when they are come back, they're not going to have a very good ERA. I think the ace for them is probably going to be Jose Quintana. I know that sounds crazy, another big prediction, but he showed such good signs with the Cardinals as well with the Pirates. I think he's going to even be better with the Mets. But it's not an issue for most teams, but it sure is an issue for the Mets, just because they are the Mets. But is their offense? I mean, you got Francisco Lindor, one of the best players in baseball, but I don't feel like he's getting overpaid. Batting leadoff, and Pete Alonso, one of the best power hitters in the game. You got Jeff McNeil, an average guy, but Starling Marte there as well. But not all these guys, besides Alonso, get a lot of RBIs. I mean, Alonso, yes, he did have the most RBIs in baseball last year. But the rest of these guys really don't average that much. I mean, Luis Guillorme, defensively, he's great. RBIs, he's not good. Lindor had an amount of RBIs. Jeff McNeil, only batted for average, almost nothing else. I mean, as well as Brandon Nimmo. So I think if they can kind of get more, like, I guess Darren Ruff might be able to bring that to the table, but this team is very old. I mean, their youngest player that's going to play consistently is probably Kodai Senga. No, David Peterson. He's 27 years old. You could even say Francisco Lindor or Francisco Alvarez being 21 years old. Maybe Brett Beatty would get a lot of playing time. I do not know, but they did get Omar Narvaez, so they're thinking Francisco Lindor is probably not going to play as much. But this roster is looking really, really good, better than last year. I don't know how that's possible. They finished the year like really, really solid with a record of 101-61, and the Mets or the Braves really, really snuck up on them and end up tying them with first place. But the Braves, they lost Swanson. Now you know Freeman's to the Dodgers, and I'm missing one, but they're still got Matt Olson. The Braves lineup's still going to be really good, but I think the Mets should get first place next year. But the Phillies are another team that are looking to take that first place spot in the NL East as well. So overall, I don't think. Overall, I guess, let's remember, anytime you see that tweet, that notification that says, nothing is confirmed, but this player should be going to this team, it's not official, it ain't over till it's over, until the papers are signed, until the physical is passed, he has not gone to that team. I mean, this is signing-wise, this is game-wise, it ain't over till it's over, no matter if it's 13-0, we've seen this all the time, but the Carlos Correa batted .291 with 22 home runs. Baseball's font page, I believe, had a 90 percentile in barrel. So he's looking really good, and I totally forgot. In 2017, he batted .315, so maybe he can come back. But like I said before, he's going to be with the Mets for 12 more years, and he's going to be almost 40 years old when he stops playing baseball, at least for the Mets anyway. And I mean, the contract is less, the years are less, but a lot of teams have learned the hard way with that way. But... I don't know. I believe that is it. We're gonna have another podcast talking about all the rest of the free agents. Trey Turner has gone to the Phillies. We'll talk about that a little more, at least in the next podcast, which I hopefully do soon. I have a lot of guys who want to do it with me. Just our schedule is really, really busy. But thank you for listening to MLB from CDA Baseball. I would love if you just share this to one person because I really want to get more listeners. But thank you, and share this podcast.